Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. God is. He exists. You know, it doesn't take gullibility to say that God exists. It takes a terrible gullibility to say that God doesn't exist. Sometimes we who believe, that is to say, we who know that God exists, are accused of being gullible. But I say to you that people who say that God doesn't exist are quite gullible. Suppose your name was Jojo, or Joe. That could be J-O-E, it could be J-O. Just suppose your name was Joe, and suppose I had a scissors and bright red paper here to cut out a big capital J. Let us say an inch wide all over the J, which would be 6-8 inches tall. And there it is, and you have to say that that J exists because it's the product of an intelligence that planned it and then carried it out. Now, suppose I had a pair of scissors, any kind of scissors, and I would cut the J in three pieces. You wouldn't have a J anymore. You'd have three pieces. Suppose, though, I had some light glue and a piece of cardboard and could glue the three pieces of the J in their place, you'd have a J again. And for the same reason, because an intelligence put the pieces together so that in both cases, both in the making of the J and in the remaking it after it had been cut in three pieces, requires an intelligence. Now, suppose I just had the three pieces in the palm of my hand and I said to myself, I'm going to drop them on the floor and there's at least some probability that they'll form a J, each little piece in its place. So we're going to drop them on the floor. Uh-oh. Doesn't look like a J to me. Doesn't look like anything except maybe remotely some Chinese script. But I'll pick them up again. Certainly if I drop them 10 more times, there's a chance in 10 that they're going to form a J. So I drop them 10 times and I don't get a J. Do you know, if you and I were to organize 3 8-hour shifts a day and drop those pieces day and night, if we were to pass the job on to the next generation and the next, we could by turn stand here dropping those three simple pieces of cardboard onto the floor, and in thousands of years not once would they form a J, until an intelligence comes along and thinks and puts the three things into their respective places. We are being asked to believe by atheists that all we see around us is a product of pure chance. It came that way just on some cosmic roll of the dice. Now, that is repulsive to a thinking human mind. If we cannot even be witnesses to a J coming together by chance, what about a watch? Suppose you showed me how to watch and you said, Father, where did the watch come from? And I would have said, well, I was standing on a street corner with my hands like this, and winds came out of steel mills in Birmingham, and winds came out of a leather factory in Chicago, and other winds came from a glass factory in Denver, and all the winds came together, and they were a little like metal hands. I don't know where they were put together, by pure chance, and all these winds came together and just blew together, and I just happened to be standing on a corner with my hands held out like this, and this watch was just blown together by a bunch of winds from different directions, and I had my hands standing out, again by pure chance, and a watch falls into my hands, and the holes in the strap were punched just right for this little pointed metal enterer, just rightly placed to go into these holes just to the size of my wrist. And so I have this watch by pure chance. If you believed that, you'd be gullible. And yet we're being asked to believe by unthinking atheistic people that photosynthesis, that marvelous process that makes green green and has to do with our breathing of oxygen, the photosynthesis came about by pure chance. That the eyes on either side of my nose came about by pure chance. That the coming together of man and woman happened by pure chance. So it is not we who believe who are gullible. We who believe, adhere to dogmas, and that's not a bad word. All it means is truth made known by God, because there are truths evident to human reason, and there are truths beyond human reason, though not repugnant to it. For instance, that God be born of a virgin. For instance, that something that would appear to be bread, wine, smells like bread and wine, weighs what bread and wine would be, tastes like bread and wine, is indeed not bread and wine, but the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That would be another example of a truth which, though not repugnant to human reason, is beyond all human reason. Now may I say something to you? I believe, and I hope to be able to say, we believe. We adhere not gullibly to things unproved. We know what we see before us, and we know what God has said. We know not only what he said, but we know the meaning of what he said. And so, I believe, we believe. Allow me to bless you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Descend upon you, remain with you, be with your family, make you happy.